much. Yeah. I'm doing it all. No, not saying just go out there and just do my best. So, no predictions. I haven't really been timing. We've just been working speed stuff. So.
Notre Dame running back C.J. Procise, table three.
Oh man, it's good. You know, we've been catching up. We've been talking. You know, and just been talking about football, talking about when we were together. So, you know, just catching up. It's been nice. Oh, we real close. Whenever we get together, we're always talking and laughing. It's having a good time. So. I don't really mind my game after the body. No really comparison. I feel like everybody has their unique style. But there's some players that I like Adrian Peterson, Rashawn Lynch, and players like that. But never really compare myself to nobody. I feel like everybody has their own style. I was 6'2 and a half, 247. You just got to let it fuel you. I mean, the only thing you can worry about is what you can't control, and that's going out there performing, competing, and doing the best you can do. So. I feel like I can do that, but right now I'm just taking a day at a time, going through this process and see where it goes. No, just use it as fuel. You use it as fuel every day and just try to get better every day and go out there and compete and do the best you can do. Well, I don't really like, we don't know each other like that, but we've been talking since we've been here, so, yeah. Oh, no. We're just talking about the process. I was kind of shocked. I was 247 this morning, but it'll go down by the night. I don't really stay at that weight, so. Like 241, 242, something like that. Oh, no, yeah. I think they'll start tonight. Oh, yeah, we talked a lot, especially going through this process. You know, he's really been a help, just giving me advice about everything. So we talked a good amount, so. Just watching how he carried himself over the years, by the way he ran, and anytime I needed advice, he was always there to help me. You know what I'm saying, just go out of his way to make sure I had everything I needed to know so I can be good when I was in the game. I didn't think I was that heavy. I mean, I was drinking a lot of water just so I could, you know what I'm saying, add a little weight, but I didn't think I would be that heavy. But, you know, I won't say that weight. I mean, it'll go off me like it did, too, so. Everything, you know, and then you got a question on, I just want to show everything. Just go out there and do the best I can do. Go out there and compete and have fun. I feel like I can do better at everything, but questions are my quickness, catching the ball, my protection. You know, I definitely want to get better at that and showcase that I can do things like that, but I know I need to work on that, so. Yeah, participate in everything. No, I don't know. I don't know if it did. Yeah, definitely got respect for him. You know, he worked hard to get to where he is today and get to this point. So, you know, definitely respect there. You know what I'm saying? He's a great player and does a great job. So, yeah, I respect.
Derek, is there any part of you that thinks, you know, I won the Heisman, we won the national championship, I should be the first running back in the draft?
No, not at all. You know, I approach this situation as an underdog, man, and working my way up, and that's how I approach every day. I'm saying since I've been training, just trying to get better every day and ready to go out and compete.
Do you think in general that running backs are a big undervalued
as well? You know, I can't really speak on that. I feel like if you're in a position, you got to do what you got to do and just do what – just do, go out there and do your best and what you can't control by how you go out there and show what you got. Go out there and compete. I can't really speak on any other running backs and things like that. I mean, to get, that's how the game evolves, and you got to take it for what it's worth. and you got to make the teams want to draft you. So that's all upon you and how you perform. So.
Coach Saban has an obvious relationship with Bill Belichick in New England. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a running back, a workhorse. What do you think about you filling that role for Tom Brady?
I mean, I just want the opportunity, so it don't matter. Anybody give me opportunity, I'm willing to go. So.
Have you ever met Coach Belichick?
Never met him.
Derek, what's your answer when teams ask you about the report you've had in college?
What's my answer?
Yeah.
I can take some of them carries as well, so I'm good.
Like, are you concerned about teams want a fresh running back, obviously? Like, do you get grilled about the number of carries?
No. I haven't got grilled about that. I haven't really met with teams yet. Not really the formal meeting, so I haven't really got asked about that at all. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Sorry if you answered. What do you think you might be able to run?
Oh, I just say I ain't doing no predictions. Just go out there and try to do my best. No predictions.
You think there's a number there, though, that you need to hit just to kind of help solidify your case?
Is there a number that I need to hit? There's a number I know I want to hit, but I'm not really going to say. I'm just going to go out there and do my best. So
if you hit it, you'll tell us afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I know who. You know, it's been some great backs come through Alabama. And, you know, I've been fortunate to play there, fortunate to get coached by Coach Saban and Coach Burns, who's really helped me a lot. And I really try to do a comparison of all of us. You know, whenever we all had a lot of time, we just went out there and handle business and do what we had to do.
Derek, what do you say to the people who may have some reservations just about all the wear and tear, all the carries you had in college?
I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. No, not at all. I mean, as long as you go in there and work hard and focus on what you need to get better, I feel like nothing should affect you on time or anything like that.
Did you shave some of your time off in the 40 in the combine workouts? Did you reduce your time significantly?
Say it again?
In your combine, your pre-combine workouts, did you see a difference in the 40-yard dash time?
Oh, we didn't really do much time. We just worked on form and worked on speed, and we didn't really work on like running a real 40. So,
yeah, how much have you talked to Mark Ingram?
I talked to Mark Ingram a lot. You know, he's really been a big help with me, just giving me advice the whole season and reaching out to me. Been very supportive. So, and then in the ESPN game, everybody got that clip when he was on ESPN talking about my run when I scored. So, Mark's been a big help and big and give me advice and everything. So, what do I say to people? I mean, I can't really worry about that. The only thing I worry about is what I can control and how I go out there and compete. I mean, that's people's opinion. But the only thing I can do is go out there and perform and go out there and compete and do what I do best. Not really remind me of myself, but I mean, I love watching Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch run the ball whenever he was playing. So, dynamic player, very versatile, can play running back and receiver. They can make a lot of plays.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.